Some weeks ago, Hopkins County government discussed a program through the Texas Secretary of State's office that would allow county voters to cast a ballot at any county voting site on Election Day. The program would also allow the county to reduce their number of polling places. We get the latest on the proposal from County Judge Robert Newsom.
Yesterday we had a meeting on that with some of the superintendents of our schools, and that's still in the works because, again, we're working to try to make sure we have the proper place so everybody will be able to vote. But the best part of this, it'll be like pre-voting that we've had the last number of years, where you come in and you can vote for any election in the county at one place, and it works as if you were, if you live in Miller Grove, it'd be as if you could vote in Sulphur Bluff for a Miller Grove election. It wouldn't matter where you were in the county, you could still vote anywhere. So we're able to, if we're accepted into the pilot program by the Secretary of State, and there's actually only four small counties being granted this, so we're getting our application in very quickly. Debbie Shirley, our clerk, County clerk's doing a super job, and she's working on getting this make it happen. The commissioners met with in a workshop yesterday with some of the superintendents and city officials from some of the around the county, and we have assurance from most of the schools that we'd be able to vote there because we have to have Wi-Fi of some sort so that no one could vote twice. It keeps it very clean, makes very clean election, because everything's connected with each other no matter where you are in the county. The great part is that if we go down to 65%, which would be 14, we could go from 21 to 14. We've had problems. Debbie Shirley addressed this yesterday of the problems of finding election judges, personnel to run the 21 different centers. This time we'd go down to 14 if we're accepted. And even the next year, we could possibly go down to as little as 11, never less than 11. Okay. What we're trying to do is every community in Hopkins County, for instance, Sulphur Bluff, people go to Sulphur Bluff School for their, watch their kids or grandkids play ball or whatever, do all their UIL activities. It's kind of a center there, and everybody goes that direction. So we're trying to get the place like Sulphur Bluff School to agree to that. Now, actually, they haven't said yes. We're hoping they will. They did have a representative there yesterday. For instance, Como Picton, where they have a box at each place, we've asked the school, would they say yes to that? And they have said yes as of this morning. And so Como Picton would have a voting box there, and everyone from Como or Picton or that area would be able to go there. And so we have this all over the county and at each school, if that works out, except for Cumbie would have their city halls right down the street from the school and would go ahead and have them there. But it makes each community able to go to their school. Truthfully, most people will vote in, we'll have still eight in Sulphur Springs. One's going to be back at the courthouse. We're going to have voting at the courthouse next year. And that's something we hadn't had a long time. And then the Civic Center would be our other voting place. And truthfully, most people will go to the Civic Center to vote because it's so easy to get in and get out. And we'll have, I'm expecting the most activity there at Civic Center in November when we have our election.
KSST News.